Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. What is self-control? What is your experience when it comes to self-control? When was the last time you heard the concept of self-control be spoken about in your church? Right. Now, Muruti Makam, let me come to you with regards to this. People who practice self-control, we also see them by winning souls. Not preaching about winning souls only, but by winning souls. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, it says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Let's take a call before I come to you. Sawubona Dumela, hi. You're on Radio Pulpit. Hello. Sawubona. Okay, let me leave it. Now, Muruti Makam, self-control, a life that is self-control is also a life that wins souls. When people look at you, they look at your conduct, they hear your speeches, they see your actions, they are won to Christ. This is a life of a soul winner. What say you there?
Yeah, mfundisi, umuntu one self-control uwina abantu ngenxa yempilo ayiphilayo.
Yeah.
It's not about weight esizikhulumayo.
Mm.
Ngumzalwane. Most of the times you become umzalwane, mixen abantu kade umzarongo in action. You understand? Akusadingeki umzalwane azoloko ahamba kukhuluma, kudingeka umuntu who will act. Kungakho iBhayibhele isitshela nizobona ngezithelo. And izithelo zidivided. You understand?
Yes.
And zidivided kanjani?
Yeah. Eish.
Kune telo lezo kutina lezo esibolile. Awuziropi ke lezo, awuziropi. Awusondeli nokusondela ngabe uyasibona.
Yeah.
Bethu seyikhona ilapha. Then kune telo lezo kutina uyayibona ziyathengiswa nanzi la. Ziphuma la ehlahleni. And akwenzeki ukuthina ebananeni kuphuma ehla kuphuma ori akwenzeki. Lento umuntu ayincelayo kuKristu lento umuntu azoba yiyo. So uzobonakala ngezithelo lapha. Ushumayela ngezithelo, awusashumayeli ngomlomo. Isikhathi sokuthi umuntu lokukhuluma ngomlomo ukuthi hey mina ngisindile siphelile. Let us act ukuze abantu bambona uKristu aphile empilweni yethu. Hayi ukuthi lokho hamba utshela abantu. Wambuzi introducer la kona kala kuthengisana la mampuna leze mpurampura leze la wambu introducer yonke lenda uri nyonyi samuru naki murote makamu naki bishop mamamu haa, you understand, kufuneka itele. So abantu ba kwazi kuwine kukunga kumpo upita atina nina makoskaze matota anga shada anga call. By your action, amadoda wena azokwazi kuwineka eza kuChrist. Your action. So, umuntu une self control. Uzomwina kanjani umyeni wakho uma ngaba wena ukwazi ukuzicontrol. Yonke le ndawo lela, uma ufika esontweni, unobaba wasesontweni, unobaba wasemsebenzini, unobaba weteksi, une lunch boy, unobanibani. Na.
Yeah.
Na yobaba lola uzomwina kanjani unkosikazi uma baba unomama laphana wasesontweni
makamu
unomama wa
makamu imakancane ngithathe umama la mama dumela
akhe kuhopela na kontsele tsa bo lipota o kae lipota
akitsibi mmewaka
ah, oi, khale kontsela mani to tshwere mstele tsa se tsho buang ka so da se bohloko ngwana ka sengkutsi sa bohloko ha re sana di DJ ne bana ba ka bolwa fela ntate ntshwarela ha se ke tsatsa le ko iteng ke le ngone ku ka bohloko rona re lara ra ra controller ho sna ba di bantse ba re ena hen empa hona jano ho tshwanetse re rapele ka thati ya mana sana monate ba ke motho bona ngwana 7 years bona motsadi
hey
ke ntjwe jang yo ke mana
ke ntjwe jang yo na e umara hey man
mani ba self control ke yona ntjo le msadi wa hawa e hari anga kitse today wa mutuela ba ne ya gentleman may god bless and keep you radio pulpit ke tiba o tsha khale 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 in Jesus name hallelujah amen
amen thank you mama thank you yeah god bless you thank you so much and of course we are talking about self control what it is all about you can send us a voice note on this issue send us a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729 0826572729 I need to hear from you as to what you make with regards to this and then of course also you can talk to us and let's hear what you say on this very issue.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read the Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So we 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. And, of course, we are talking about the very issue of self-control, what it is all about. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. You can drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. Now, let me bring this to you, Apostle. The very notion and issue of self-control in many instances and times is something that we look at narrowly. You know, we look at it quite narrowly. What I mean with this is that we had gone on to look at it from the perspective that is so narrow. In that we have lost the focus that is real, you know, with regards to it. We've lost the focus that is real, and that is where the real problem is. Now, the word speaks with regards to this, and quite well, the word specifies quite well what needs to be done. Now, a person who is self-controlled is a person who is focused on the final goal. His life, he lives or she lives a life that shows that this person is focused on the final goal, which is the crown of righteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8, it says, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Elohim, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but to also, to all who have loved his appearing." To love his appearing, it means who have lived also according to his guidance and according to his discipline. In other words, who have lived also according to the mindset of Christ, the discipline of Christ, the control of Christ. Such a person is focused on that end result, not just living haphazardly and just dressing up like a mzalwane, but no focus on the future and the conduct that is demanded by the future. Apostle? Are you still there, Apostle? I don't know. Makam, when is this a corner? All right, I seem to have lost them. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And we are touching base on the issue of self-control. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And then, of course, also, if you say, I have experienced quite a number of people who live according to the control of the Father, and I have seen them practicing self-control in the best of ways, you can also say, yes, this is how they live. How do you see if one is living a life that is a life of self-control? How do you see that? Apostle, are you back?
Yes, sir.
Now, a person who lives a life of self-control is a person who is concerned about the future glory, the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Elohim, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance. It means those who have loved his word, those who have lived according to his word, those who have followed his word, those who have followed his precepts, and those who have lived a life of conduct that is dictated by Christ in his word. What say you? That is self-control. What say you on that?
A life indeed dictated by Christ and the word of the Lord indeed.
Yes.
And that says, look, I'm looking forward with great expectation and anticipation for that great crown. So therefore, it becomes very important how I live, how I behave, how I talk, how I relate with others, how I do things, whether when I'm seen in public, when I'm even in private. So over conscious, and that will take also, Joe, if our mind here, we have the ultimate, and the ultimate is to finally wear that crown. Then it is important to also exercise perseverance. You know, can you got to exercise self control and then perseverance, like the stomach of it. So you need to persevere. So you need to like whole persevere. Always show good age. Yeah, lento I could I easy mare waluela. No, but it's something very profound as we're asking that Murutu Makamo, Utalakatabia soul winning. You know, also that's part of it, that as we begin to reach out to other people, then you say, where now you actually put on hold your instant gratification, things that you want to use to benefit yourself, umaganan you pause so that the kingdom can advance.
Yes.
So you put time. I was watching this thing in Kentucky, Texas. This person, or born at the relative sector, Polosan, Lee, Zuhore, Kadi Easter. It's not a long weekend for us. But what I'm trying to say is, when we exercise self-control and also perseverance, then we are able to put on hold instant gratification, things that you want to do now. You put them on hold, you know, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. You know that the priority give advancement to the kingdom, and also the issue of winning souls. You said it very clear. Those who win souls, you know, the Bible declares for it. But then when we don't exercise self-control, when the enemy comes, you know what you desire. How do you go?
Love yourself first.
You have this issue. You know, let it be sorted out. So pray until it's even right. Look for help everywhere until you become old. So meaning, isn't that a very important to the Lord and also to the word of the Lord? When we don't have self-control, we will put them on hold, and then we will begin to go to as important. Even when we pray, we don't care about other people all the time. But also self-control says, you know what, it is important that I also engage other people in terms of prayer and being considerate over and above all. Be considerate of other people.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes when you control yourself, why do you know? Why if you start to control, I'll hurt people.
Mm.
So when you're considerate, you're conscious for it. You know, I don't want to do anything that will hurt other people. Good about the about as man as I can over when and I'll call you good controller. The anger reach a rooftop, you know, and even. But then self-control says, you know what, I need to subdue certain feelings I have. Gratification, instant gratification, you put it on hold, so forth and so on.
Sure, I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very notion of self-control. What has been your experience with regards to it? Self-control. What has been your experience with regards to it? Would you say gladly there, you know, I have practiced self-control to the fullest maximum? You know, need to know. I need to know. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. All right. Kuos says, I've been doing a little better today, but still have the pain. I've been going through theater tomorrow for a scrape and cleaning and a camera check on the stage of cancer, praying and hoping that it's not too bad. Kuos, we pray that may the Father guide you and may the Father heal you. May the Father continue to heal you. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself. All right. Keys Lean Weed is writing to us, and it looks like he says, good morning, advocate. So I think you've sent it to the wrong person, man. Is the message. You've sent it to the wrong one. You've sent it to the wrong one. Nevertheless, let's continue with this. Babongane, welcome to the show.
Ngokoshi thuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay ngibingelele nezambeli zakho ke studio nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit nginibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu isihloko esithi self control ukuzithiba noma ukuzibamba singakwazi ukuthi sizithibe uma sinonembeza osikhuzayo noma ke simesaba uNkulunkulu. Self control is the ability to exercise restraint and moderation in various aspects of life, including our thoughts, words, actions, and desires. Restrain means check or under control or within bounds, keep down, in prison. Psalm 76 verse 10. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of the of wrath, you shall guard yourself. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is essential for living a godly and righteous life. It builds a personal relationship with God through abiding in Christ and following the Holy Spirit's guidance. Self-control is the discipline given by the Holy Spirit that allows Christians to resist the power of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. When we have self-control, we will be able to say no to the things that we know are going to harm us or others. Uma unokuzithiba ke uyakwazi ukugwema ukukhuluma ke amagama alumelayo noma ke ukuhluthuka. Titus chapter 1 verse 8. But hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. Self-control is the mark of a wise person. Proverbs 29 verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Umuntu ke eBhayibhelini owahlulwa ke ukuzithiba uIsawu ngenxa yendlala wadayisa ke ubuzibulo bakhe ehalela ke isilovela esesenzwe ngumfo wabo uJakobe. Akazanga kwazi ukuthi ke azibambe. Umuntu ohlula ke owakwazi ukuzibamba uJosefa uma ecelwa ke umfazi kaPotifa ukuthi amsize ke ngocansi, uJosefa ke wabaleka ngoba wayenakho ukuzithiba, wayekwazi ukuzibamba. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness. Jesus demonstrated self-control when he was tempted by the devil, and also he had self-control when he was tortured and brutalized up to the death on the cross, even though he had the power to destroy them all, but he had self-control. He set an example for us. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate. May the Father grace you so much. May he grace you so much with peace. And may he grace you so much with love. May he grace you so much also with strength. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We are talking about self-control.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, Muruti Makamu, let me bring this to you, sir. When we talk about self-control, and this is one of the things that we really need to look into these days. Much of the times, people, when it comes to self-control, they basically, if one can put it across, they shun this topic. They shun it. They shun it. Even preachers would even... If you say, let's put a topic like this, others will be unavailable, you know, because to a great extent, at a point in a time, we grapple with the issue of self-control. Now, a person who is a very much a person of self-control, this person, And I'm talking leaders now, they become faithful stewards. They don't put it to people that they are the anointed ones that should be respected by communities. They are humble and faithful. Now, in Matthew 25, verses 23, it says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And then verse 34, it says, the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth. Because these people have been faithful stewards. They were not owning ministries, and it's always them on camera, it's always them on radio, it's always... No. Even if you can look at their platforms, you would see the variety of people. You know, I am challenged. When I look at the platform of Apostle Phumlamfene, I would say 75% of the time I see other people, other ministers, ministering. I would hear her voice. Okay, uting, kabankaitu na le voice la ya beri white dekenyan. So I would say, ah no, uting yena. But 75% of the time, it's other people, and she works as a steward. I'm not trying to praise her, you know, but Mfundisi, it's always like that. A faithful steward is someone who also develops leaders who will even be far much more powerful than he ever would be. And that person we know is practicing self-control. You produce leaders that are better than yourself, then it's self-control. If you produce leaders that you dominate and leaders that will never grow above you and do greater things, even when the time comes that you should leave this earth, you haven't done your job. You were creating your own kingdom and your own throne. That's lack of self-control and discipline. Ruti?
Yeah, Mfundisi, in leadership, Mfundisi, Sukesa... Sasata kutuna a good leader ulo fika matu chata matata matata juluka gwela pezu komata full. Kama good lord. A good leader is somebody ukwazi yoku peka somebody afane na ye. That is the reason u Christ abeka ahala na bafunde aba prepare. Umata dakba prepare at hambani. Your servants.
Yeah.
Bahamba, babuya, bajabule, but yo, ama demon asimamela. For the first time. Lento le lapha ama demon amamela yena uChrist na yo Christ na bolabala se bamamelwa ama demon. When you go to John, Africa, lapha ku John chapter 13, atina, uma ngaba nihlala kimi, na lokhu mina ngikwenzile kuncane. So a good leader is somebody ukwaziyo ukukhipha ileader izoyenza izinto as extra kundlula lezi wena ozenzile. Hayi ukuthi na ulokonyathela abantu. Let us think about what happened recently. U Minister of Finances akhuluma manje at 2.5 ihambile. Is that a good lead? Ubani ayithathile le 2.5?
Hey wena.
Iye kubani? Ukhona umuntu honest la. Yiphume kanjani? Understand? Ukhona umuntu une self control la. Akekho. Yiphume kanjani? Mhlambe nje sekuqamela ngayo ngoba phela selamalanga ingena phansi kwembhedi lamalanga le manje. Understand?
Yeah.
Asazi. Ora se kuhlinzwe inkomo ifakwa phakathi kweinkomo esiswini senkomo. Yena asaz. Sikumnesi esikuyo right now is because sinabanda. Amaphoyisa kuthathwa ama bribes yonke indawo akukhona ungena home affairs bribe ungena stratini bribe ungena kuphi bribe akukho lapho uzothi uhamba. Into is simple. Akukho. You understand? Ngoba akuna muntu ni self-control ukuthi na mina ngilindele salary yami. Le salary ngiholayo iyanginelisa. Akanayo self-control yemali yakhe. Ufuna ukuzibona abe greedy ngendlela emangalisayo. Umuntu angena self-control ugreed. You understand? Ngangimamela umunye manje la. Athe baloyi tuwe. Bantu bana haba tamo kereken mo haba chile chelete inna ki busy ki haba rappella ki haba folisa but haba batu tali chelete akana self control. How can you call a ama congregants kutuna banga baloi auna self control wen koba namanga ba imala ba ikipanga akusa abaloi la bantu abantana baka nkulunkulu. You understand? Emasiyezindlini mfundisi unama reps abo mama babekezelelayo from thina abantu besibizi atafika umama to know ubaba alweke ukuthi na kuphuka ama plate abantwana ngeke balalela ngizokuthi ukuthi umama utheno eliyeke self control. How can you go to umntana we 7 years ubaba umntana? How can you go to, you understand, umfundisi into inyanyisa kangaka, into inyanyisa kangaka? How do you do such a thing? Awuzazi intanga zakho yini? Abanye baleke self control ushawa nje khona la ekhwayeni la umile umfundisi ushawa khona la ekhwayeni la bonke leyo lamantombazane lawa aculayo la angawakho ubiza one by one Monday kuza wena nini nokuza wena Phumla nini Tuesday kuza wena bani bonke labangabakhe laba la kana self control. Understand ama divorce amaningi, you know ukuthi umfundisi kunama divorce angenile ngendaba yokuthi na kuxatshana ngendaba yokuthi utswaye ugcwele kudleni umuntu ashaye unkosikazi umshayele indaba yokuthi utswaye ugcwele kudleni unkosikazi naye ngelethe self control aphuma ayothola isigonondo lapha ngaphandle laphana zisuke kuze kube nomntwana. Kuzala ka ungozimbi laphana ngendaba yokuthi na nje kukuleke self control. Understand?
Yeah.
Abantu, let us exercise self control. Mfundisi, God is calling us to exercise self control. Walile mama rakalanga, lala, you are not going to die, man. Awuzalanga unonkosikazi wena. Uzala uyi-1 noma ngabani ngamawele intombazana nomfazi akusumfazi wakho lo zophuma uyi-1 ngesikhathi sakho usuyi-1 lo muntu umthwala la sekalabo 90 something wamazinyo lela sowufuna kumenze i-subject yakho.
Ngiyakuzwa
mfazi. Don't do that. Yeah. Self control.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. Rato has sent us a voice note. Welcome, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and all the contributing pastors to the show and amazing radio pulpit listeners.
Thank
self-control
you.
Topic. What I just think about, Pastor Ray, what comes to mind is the ability of how social media platforms, just like Instagram specifically, can allure you from being disciplined in your walk of life, especially when it comes to young adults. We find ourselves putting ourselves on unnecessary pressure because we see our peers, our age mates, posting pictures of luxury, traveling, you know, painting a specific image that everything is good. So if you lack self-control, you will be putting yourself against people that you don't even know how they actually attained whatever they have.
Yeah.
So when you have the spirit of self-control, you know that you shouldn't be measuring yourself against your peers. You should be able to exercise that discipline in your own life, knowing that whatever you will get, you'll get it in the right discipline because you have put your focus on the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Because these days, you don't know how people get things. And then when you look at the Instagram page, it's luxurious.
Yeah.
You see, no man, why can't I achieve that? And then you put yourself up on unnecessary pressure. So if you lack self-control and self-discipline, you will be gunning for things that you don't even know how that other person got it. So self-control is very important for young adults to exercise that bone in their body because it will allow them to have a disciplined life and put more time into the spirit.
Absolutely.
Where Galatians chapter 5 tells us about the fruits of the spirit and self-control being one of them. So once you're filled with the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you will know that it's not right to measure yourself with your peers. and look at their social media presence and think that you are falling behind in life because you're not posting that expensive car or you're not traveling to that expensive destination. So that is what I contribute to today's program.
Wow.
Thank you, Pastor Ray.
Hey, Rato, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Here's another one. This one is from Sipati Samrolo. Says, hi, Muriti Ray. Self-control is important because we are preaching also through our actions and behaviors where he has planted us. We need to be very careful as we minister in various ways. All right. Here's another one. This one is from Dingane. Dingane says, evening, saints, self-control is a supernatural power, even, that helps one to defeat from inside. Before you overcome outside, self-control also comes by the knowledge of Christ and adapting to the example of Christ in every step he took. Wow. All right. And then it says, And then it says, Christ in everything, he took self-control also comes by knowing the danger of sin and its results and empowering yourself in prayer as the tower of our strength and to sustain self-control thereon. Pray that you may not enter into temptations. That is what it says there. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 082657-2729. Let's listen to Bongi Murapedi. Me Bongi.
Dumelam, Bakholo, Murute Ray, Apostle, Linda Day. Yo, Gilibetsi, okay, yeah. Yale, Waha, Bakholo, Topiki, Ruri. Yo. Nakere, Bakholo. Hare pulusiwa re tlhagarele from somewhere and then rabatla modimo and then ile gore re tlile ka lebaka unless batho ba batla something else mara most of us re tlile ko modimo gore modimo maphelo a ntseng re a phela a re lapisitse re kopa gore wena o take over. So ga re tlile ko morena Jesu, we cannot live the lives then re di phela and then dilo tse dingwe ga di tlhoke gore moruti a eme go pulpiting a di khalemele bo a ke itse ke reng batho ma modimo santla tsontse re tlhaloganye gore ke mang ko morena Jesu. Morena Jesu a re ke moja boswa and then a re mmelo wa me ke tempele ya gagwe and then gore gore tempele ke sentse ke tshware sentle ibile morena Jesu are ga we sotla tempele e le wena ke tlo go destroya. So go tshwanetse gore motho o ithate ke self discipline o ithate and then ga o sene o ithata o rate le batho ba bang ya ka wena o ithata ya ka lentswe la modimo le bua. Another thing ke go o tlebe o respecta le batho ba bangwe go ba rata o ba respecta o ka se ba treat the way wena o batlang gore o batla go ba treata ka teng and then when come to the leadership bibele ko James ke James or Timothy e re ba ruti ke di shepherd position ya bone ke di shepherd ba disa dinku ga ba di tlhabe ba dije tsontse ba dise dinku tseo ke di position tsa bone tseo. And then the brothers or the sisters, but some to buy it, happy, but hore. Yes, Mudimu uribupile. And then Mudimu bupile, but babante. Appreciate that. Agar onalim me kuntu or onalim tato kuntu.
Yes.
Obana sister, Mudimu bupile omunte. Leboha Mudimu for the beauty that you see. Because Mudimu ubile hore, he has fearfully and wonderfully made us. Dafita arialo agar. So appreciate that. Hey, Mudimu, o bona bontle fale ke bontle o ska wa batla everything gona le dikereketse dingwe tse le gore polygamy ya practice iwa Well, o ka itsamela ba ya go teng go why o batla go yetsa go mo ntlung ya modimo why o batla go yetsa kwa bagolo le gone is in the right way you are respecting le motho o mongwe mo senyetsa le nako re senyetsana nako bagolo o kila bona dilo tse dintse ga di a tshwana gore re le go pulpiti man ha o sa ithate go a bona gala o tlo nna botlhaso o tlo nna botlhaso
Sure. I hear you quite well. Ausbongi, thank you so much. We really appreciate. You can still send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, let me bring this to you, Apostle. When we talk of true self-control, we also are talking of a discipline, a life that is disciplined.
Yeah.
And a life that is disciplined is a life that glorifies the Father. It should glorify the Father. A person who practices self-control, you even hear them in speech that they glorify the Father. First Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which the Father supplies, that in all things Yahuwah may be glorified through Christ Yahushai, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Now, sometimes people, they speak, and I see this on social media and videos that people are posting to us. They speak to promote themselves and not to glorify the Father. They speak so that people should give them invitations and invite them, you know, to ministries and invite them to conferences and stuff to come and speak. But here we hear that in our speech, whether we get invites or not, it should be to glorify the Father at all times. And as we have seen, the Father being glorified through Christ, it should do so. A self-controlled person is a person that when they minister, it glorifies Christ, not their denomination, not their fellowship, not their church membership. It glorifies Christ and Him alone, because the word also says there, and this I love, it says, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. To whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. What say you on this, Apostle?
Right. Mm. I can say the ultimate why we should actually really look at self-control as a discipline is to make sure that we live an honorable life that glorifies the Father. You know, honorably, they bring such dishonor. The thing that we say, you know, Kerata Manzamra Najes in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 53 and 54. Don't you think that I can call on my Father and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
Mm.
But He didn't do that because, you know, what you don't realize is sometimes when we don't exercise self-control, whether in our speech, whether in our conduct, when we live a life that is dishonorable to God, that does not bring honor, we self-sabotage, number one. Mm. And also we temper with the order of God concerning our destiny, you know, and we sabotage the plan of God. They were pushing him. I mean, they were trying. He would perform miracles for these people, but they did their level best to just want to bring him down, to just want to destroy him and kill him and do all sorts of things. Mara, he was able to exercise, you know, self-control. You know, initially, in the beginning, this person, about to apply a restraining order for people who are coming up against him. So Marana Jesu he had to restrain himself because he knew if Nato react, because remember, sometimes when things are thrown at us, it is important that we respond and not react. Because when we react, we generally reach all. So Marana Jesu had to be very cautious and had to be very alert and be very aware of hence, I experienced all these things. They were pushing him, or I did something that will sabotage the plan of God for humanity, and even for him, he had to exercise control. And I'm saying this to somebody else, that there are things that God has put in place. There's a destiny that awaits you. And if you don't exercise restraint, sometimes we will really, really miss out. You need to make sure that you continue in the order of God. And for us to walk in alignment and in the order of God and to bring glory to God and to eventually get that crown, it is important to exercise self-control. This is how far we can go, guy. They don't have to suggest them. Go away. There are churches that have gone down, there are institutions that have been brought down simply because when people are exposed to a lot of money, greed get the better of them, and they took money. Some people, because of debt, when they're exposed in finances, hell no, I know I need money, I know I need debt, I know I'm in debt. And this I will not take, not even a cent from here. So may the Lord help us at all times.
I hear you quite well. Bongim Rapedi has sent a WhatsApp and says, what the apostle is saying is powerful. What the apostle is saying is powerful. Thank you so much, Apostle. And Mpunis Makamu, also your final comments there. Now, I want to bring also, you know, the issue here. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 11, it says, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Elohim filled the house of the Elohim. We cannot minister in our own way. Self-control is when we minister according to the Father, and this pertains to the glory of the Father, not according to our populism or according to the number of people we have in our churches or according to our theological backgrounds. Nina bo Dr. Makamu.
Yes. Yes. Uyazi mfundisi, uma ungazi ukuthi na ngiaccountable kubani.
Hey madoda.
Then uzo minister according to loyo muntu lo accountable kuyo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Self control, uyakhumbula ukuthi into yokuqala yaxabanisa u Saul no Thixo, indaba ye lack of self control. Alinda thola ukuthi u Samuel akezi um prophet. Wabona ukuthi no abantu ngathi sebazihlasela la kungcono ke ngimane sengizenzele mina ayibekelwanga wena ukuthi kuba uwe wenzani lento
bamba kancane mngani wami ngizokunikeza 2 minutes. Let's give these people a chance. Linda,
ayi sibingelele endlini, sibingelele nabalaleli baka Radio Pulpit kule program enhle kangaka esi-encourage-ayo nesifundisayo. Ngibheke uGalatia 5 okhuluma ngalesithelo ku-22 kuya
ku-23
ukuthi iyazibala bese igcina nge-self-control. Yazi manje uma ubheka u-introduce abantu loya ugcina sifike sithi kuye last but not least. Ngathi bekufanele ukuthi igcizelelwe into yokuthi hayi ngoba ingana-value i-self-control ihlezi emuva nje kodwa ine-value enkulu.
Yes.
I-self-control. Impilo ye-self-control njengoba mfundisi asho impilo ye-discipline, impilo e-disciplined. Ingako u-Proverbs azothi kuwe 5:23, he will die for lack of self-discipline or self-control. Ku 25:28, a person without self-control is like a city with broken walls. Ibaleka kakhulu noma ibalwa lapha egcineni. Ngithi nje ngilethe just let a little contribution to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. And then Onyx, because time has gone, let me just give you maybe a minute towards the end. Onyx.
Handle the pressure nonkulunkulu khona uhlala ngaphakathi kwakho. Because ama pressures
wempilo yamanje acause a tremendous tensions ezimpilweni zabantu ezigcina zenza ukuthi abantu benze izinto ezibuhlungu ezimpilweni zabo nasempilweni zabanye abantu. So if at all we develop a strong emotional intelligence, then that contributes to a strong practice of self-control. In the interim, as we practice self-control, kuyafuneka ukuthi sifunde ukuset ama boundaries, establishele healthy boundaries in our relationships, be it friends, family, colleagues emsebenzini and nabanye. They need to know now this is you, this is indlela oyihambayo, and bayihloniphe iboundary basethela yona.
Yeah.
And ungacala kancane, begin with small acts, the self-control. Umkhuleko, ukufasta, ukuabstain from particular activities. You know yourself ukuthi uhamba kuphi na kuphi nini na nini. But you can start small.
Yeah.
Ukuabstain from such and develop ama healthy habits.
Yeah.
A promoter is self-control. Uzinakekele.
Thank you so much. Kotso Binang says, self-control is when you know how to control your tongue. How do you get to that? By living according to the word. We must study the word of God. Mfundisi Makamu, you're left with 30 seconds, man. What do you say, finally?
Ekugcineni mfundisi, ngithanda ukuthi na asihlaleni sihlala sizindla ngezwi, sifihla izwi. This word must never depart from your mouth. So olokugcina ngithi thousands of angels are worshiping the Lord right now. Amakirub ahlele athi, Baba, you are holy, you are worthy. Nami ngomakama add my voice there and saying, you are holy, Jehovah, you are worthy. Udumo nenkazimulo nezibongo zonke zingezakhe.
Amen.
Akadingi edition. Zonke zifanele yena.
Siyabonga kakhulu Apostle Phumla Mfene, thank you so much, and grace and peace to you. Next week we are going to be touching on the issue of true holiness. Thank you so much, Apostle.
Thank you so much, my bra, and to Murutu Makamo, Pastor Green in absentia, and all our wonderful listeners and those who are contributing. We appreciate you. God bless you. Meet again next week, same time, same place. Blessed weekend. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And Fundis Makami, cancel and go.
Fundis Amin. Cancel and Fundis Amin. And I'm Pastor Loami Joe. We shall have next week, Joe.
Hey, Tada, thank you so much, Muruti. Pass our regards at home. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for being patient. We give the Father all the glory. From me, Ray, it's been great. What an honor to share with you and to learn together with you. And we say, Tuda! Rabah.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.